Hi there. May I speak to Damon?
No. You might have a wrong number.
Perhaps you can help me in that case, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you, ma'am. In that case, we can continue. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you so much. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
You mean that will I vote for the next...
What are the chances that you will vote in the next election? Definitely vote?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
definitely vote. Yeah.
Thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
My age? Older than 18.
Okay, let me... Older than 18. In that case... could you be more specific? That's the only personal question I will ask you, aside from...
I mean 30, 40, the range, I would say.
30?
I can just give you the range. 30 to 40.
Can I answer you at 35 in the middle?
You can put that way, yeah.
35, right. Okay. Because I need an age to continue. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race, Asia.
Race. Asian?
Asian, yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't get the question. Can you say it again?
Yes. About thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in which the country, is moving. Are you satisfied? Very satisfied?
You mean, no, not satisfied.
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Very well.
Dissatisfied.
Sure. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you feel neither warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is charter schools. How do you feel about charter schools from 0 to 100?
I have no idea this.
Very well. Remember, if you have no opinion or never heard of them, just let me know.
No opinion.
Yeah, very
no
well.
No opinion.
How do you feel about public charter schools?
No opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education? From 0 to 100. How would you rate them?
Like education?
U.S. Department of Education. What number would you give them from 0 to 100? Remember, the higher the number, the better your opinion of them.
Oh, 10.
10, okay.
Yeah.
It's from 0 to 100, and you can use any number in between. So a 10 for Department of Education, okay? How do you feel about the woke culture or wokeism? Are you familiar with that term, woke culture?
Woke culture?
Woke. W-O-K-E.
No, I have no idea.
Never heard of it?
No, never.
Okay, very well. How do you feel about public schools in general? What is your opinion of them from 0 to 100? How would you rate them?
50.
50? Very well.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer here, ma'am. It's your opinion that counts. Okay, there's a next one is an organization. It's called Moms for Liberty. Have you ever heard of them? Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty.
No.
No, never no, heard of them?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What is your opinion of Joe Biden?
Zero.
Okay. 0 to 100, remember.
Zero.
Zero? Okay. I didn't hear it before. Okay. What is your opinion of the National Education Association? Or NEA, National Education Association. What is your opinion of them?
I'm not really sure, actually. So, yeah, no opinion.
No opinion. Okay, not a problem. Let's enter that. And what is your opinion about former President Donald Trump?
50? 50? 5-0?
Very
yeah,
well.
50. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
You mean public school?
Yes. How would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Average.
You have to choose one of the options I have available. Excellent, good, just fair. Or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Stay the same.
Staying the same, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. How important do you think is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public school to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public school to prepare students. 0 means that it is not at all important for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 100. How important it is for public school to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure? From 0 to 10, what is your opinion, ma'am? How important is that?
8.
8, very well. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
7.
7, okay. How important it is for public school to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
8.
8, okay. And how important it is for public school to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
10, okay. How important it is for public school to prepare students to understand our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement, and voting. How important is that?
6.
6, okay. And how important it is for public school to prepare students in providing with basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
7.
7. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Thank you for your opinion. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
I think fair, like in the middle.
Well, I mean, you have to choose one of the options. You know, the question is, would you say that your state, the state that you live in, spends not enough, spends too much, or just the right amount on public school education? What would you say? Not enough,
say
too much,
right,
or about the right,
right the
amount?
Right amount for now.
Thank
yeah.
you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Can you say that again?
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Very well. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught on K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Can I just no idea? Like,
okay, sure. If you, so you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Very well, sure. If you don't know, that's a fair answer. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Almost done, ma'am. The first statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't really get the question.
Okay, I will read it again. It's a statement, and you have to tell me if you agree with it or don't agree with it. It says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or just somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you, ma'am. The next statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
I don't have much time to keep going.
Almost done. Almost done. Please help me just so we can, enter. If we don't finish it, that cannot, enter the survey. We will waste that good information. Almost done, ma'am. One more. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Disagree strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move on fast so we can finish and, I can deliver this, enter this survey. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose that idea?
Can you say that again, that question?
Yeah, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Oh.
And do you support that? Do you support it?
Support.
Somewhat
support,
a strong support, yes. Somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. And the next idea is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Not agree.
Would you oppose it?
Oppose it, yeah.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you. Next idea is increasing teacher pay. Would you support that idea or oppose it?
Increase teacher what?
Teacher pay. Pay, money.
Oh, teacher pay. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I think so.
You support it?
Support it,
strongly, yes. Or just somewhat support?
Strongly
support
okay. It.
Thank you. And the next idea suggested is removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support that idea or oppose it?
Oppose it.
A strong oppose or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Next idea is adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support that or oppose it?
It's a hard one.
Remember that the options are the strong support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. Some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support
somewhat
that?
Support.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you some argument that some others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you find it very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all convincing argument, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, almost done. History, the first statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that the lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10? Remember, 0 is not
5.
Convincing at all. A 5, somewhat convincing. Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead this conversation in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.